Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Danny Darwin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Sachs. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Sachs and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lyons. The throw from Moore and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Boggs moves to third. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball towards center field. Lyons makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Lyons. Moore tags and scores. Riles tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riles scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Sachs and he is safe. Yount steals second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Sachs and he is safe. Moore steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Brewers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman strikes out. There goes Barrett. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Dave Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sax is 0-for-1 in the game. Sax hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hoffman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a pop-up towards the mound. Darwin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bruce Hurst now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first, with Darwin covering, for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's Brewers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riles moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yount is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Riles scores. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sachs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Sachs reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Sachs and he is safe. Moore steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Molitor is walked intentionally. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Riles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 3 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Bob Gibson now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. Barrett moves to second. One out. Rick Miller pinch hits for Dave Sachs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.